VP fam, what's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro back with another one, for you. The last one that I put out, you know, people, it was definitely my journey, my story of, from where I've come from, Bana, to where I'm going. And it's good to take a moment out to look back, reflect, uangalie, umetoka wapi, unaenda wapi, so that you can be able to have clarity on your destination. Because if you don't take a look at your past, you don't see the trials and tribulations that you've gone through, you are never going to be able to have a clear vision of where you're going. So I hope that you, even if it's not about the podcast, just for your personal life, just take a moment to look back at what you've been through, what you've gone through, and just move forward in the right direction, knowing that, okay, so I've already done this. And I don't want to do it again because it didn't come out with good results. So what can I do moving forward to elevate myself and to take myself out of this constant, you know, recycling cycle, manenos? Like, I don't want to do this anymore. So let me find a way to upgrade my life. So hopefully that is the motivation that you needed. Even if you didn't listen to the last one, make sure you listen to the culture one. The culture. And thank you guys for listening. Let me just jump right on in. So, I was talking to my cousin and he was just like telling me, who even came up with this structure that we have to work for somebody for 8 hours or whatever? Who even came up with this structure that we're going to make less money than the person that we're working for? And he's working from home, looking at the computer and seeing his employees work. Who came up with the structure that this, that, that, and the other? Like, who came up with the structure that tribalism? Yani, who came up with e-structure? Yote. Me, I would really, really, like, that's why I want to really go to Egypt. Because I don't know what if Egypt is going to answer Zangu. Like, I want to know what was up. Like, what was the ancient civilization about? Like, how were the African people civilized prior to Wazungu who come to invade, before the white man came to this Africa and took over? What was Africa like? Like, what was the civilization like? Civilization, Lord. I was watching some kind of documentary. Child, it was one time I was woke. Yani nilikuwa woke. Lakini sikuwa meruka. Unajua kuna wase wengine wanakuwa too woke. You're too obsessed with consciousness. You're too conscious after for yourself. Because the main thing about being conscious and being quote-unquote woke, you want to be able to understand yourself. Number one, wachana watu wote, wazungu wote, the Mayans, the empires, the nini, the Egyptians, the tombs. Yali uko na the hieroglyphic. Hui kwanza ya kikuyu kusema hieroglyphic. You're many ways, the hieroglyph, hilo. Damn it. You get it. You get the point. Those hieroglyphics. Yes, those things. I don't need to understand them. Me, personally, I don't need to understand. I would love somebody to translate for me. But at the same time, I just can't. Because, you know, you can't deep dive into things when you haven't deep dove into yourself. You need to dive into yourself. Understand what's wrong with you. Like, you're the better thing to do. Well, excuse me, sir. The better thing to do is do it when you're young. You feel me? I think it's really dope to do, to look into yourself when you're young, before you wanze kuweka mambo ingine kwa maisha yako. Like, around 25, 26, 27, hapo, uangalia maisha. Wanze kuangalia, like, damn, I do have that trauma. Damn, I do have, you know, this is not issue. So it's really important to look at yourself and see what's up. You know, what's up with you? So anyways, what I was saying is, during my woke time, I was looking at a documentary that was like, you know, ancient aliens or something. I think that's the title of it. And the first alien or whatever. Unajua wazungu wako na these ways of putting words paka inakaa mysterious, inakaa trivial. But if you just look at the situation. Sasa wanaandika hata my ancient aliens. Sasa you are like, what? But they were just saying like the mental capacity of these people. of these Egyptians to be able to construct my pyramids that are still standing however many years later. But either way, what I was saying in that documentary, Juu kijana ni kama anataka kuongea. What they were saying in that documentary was like how they found like these Egyptian blueprints for these like fighter jets or whatever. And those are the jets that are used in for war. And America, ding ding ding, has the blueprint right now because that what the Egyptians had drawn up centuries ago is what the current fighter jets of America look like. So imagine ukipata kikaratasi ya kitambo, yani like a blueprint from so long ago, showing you advancements and showing you how to create a fighter jet for people that don't have books, so wajasoma, wajui Mungu, Yesu. You know, they don't know Jesus and they don't know this missionary situation that was come after, that came after. They don't know anything about Wazungus. Yani, they didn't know about the white people, but they were able to construct something that is being used in 2022 or whatever. That might have been 2018. I don't know when I watched that documentary, but it's been a minute. But I highly doubt from whenever that was to now. How come the Egyptians walijua mambo yote? How come they can create a structure that's still up mpaka leo? How come they were so advanced and they didn't operate with cash? Hakuwa na shillings, na madollars, na pounds. Walikuwa na silver and gold and other natural, assets and natural wealth that was created by God. Unajua sasa wanaanza ku Man, all I'm trying to figure out, and all the gist of this situation is, the point of this whole story is, I want to know what else did the white man hide from us? What else did our Wazungu wali confiscate, wakaichoma, because they are good to burn. They love to burn some things down. Especially when black people make advancements, African people make advancements, they will burn it down because they want to be the first one to say, oh, I did this, I discovered that. I'm the one who came up with this. But in true honesty, it's the African people that came up with all of it. Or the indigenous people. But either way, we the first people. We are the original people. So before people spread out into other parts of the world, African people were first. But yeah. So I feel like parting with ni Monday na nasikia ngoma ime hit. Ngoma is gomaing. But anyways, yeah, so ikitu ni trivial sana because for me when I came to understand God, honestly, I looked at the pyramids. I looked at the fact that these people were obsessed. They were obsessed with triangles. They were obsessed with triangles, basically. And I always thought about like the fact that God is divided into three, and triangles are made up of three corners or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's deep, but either way, that's for another day. Anyways, can you find out on the Nianzi podcast? What made me even get on here was the fact that I was looking at something. Somebody in this WhatsApp group that I'm in was asking for somebody to help her diagnose her child with some kind of health treat. Like she wanted to find a doctor for could treat damu yake ama damu ya mtoto yake. I don't know, to treat blood, so a hemio whatever. So instead of going to doctors to tafuta solutions for low iron or blood clots or anything. Anything that the human body is composed of, you are going to someone else to try to diagnose your body. Why are we not in tune enough with ourselves to understand, hey, this is what I need to do? And why are we not in tune enough with nature in order to understand, hey, this is what I need to do? But at the same time, everybody has their lane. So I guess that's why people like me come about. Even though I'm not a doctor, si jasome a daktari, I don't know how to, you know, I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to school for this. I'm just working every day, all day, researching, you know, things that kind of can help me become the best, you know, and more, and the most informed herbalist that you might know. You understand what I'm saying? But I don't want to just be doing it because it's a trend or because it's trending or nature is all of a sudden in the hot talk. I want to actually do it because it's how I'm curing myself. It's how I plan to take care of my son. It's how I plan to that's my legacy. You understand what I'm saying? Ini legacy yangu. Minataka kukua uyo, tunakumbuka Shiro. Like, when you think of Edna, when you think of Shiro, you're thinking of that girl is really well-versed when it comes to herbs, when it comes to nature, when it comes to natural healing, when it comes to understand spiritual enlightenment, when it comes to, you know, finances, honey. Because of my finance, I want my finances to be lit. But I actually want to have assets more than anything. I actually want to have this natural wealth. And I do have my gold, my silver, those things. I think your bitunde is gonna mana in the end. In the end, like when you see these people talking about money and cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and easy my FS, you come out as your bitunde, your NFTs, I think they are no longer, you know, hot. But like forex trading, all these things, yeah, that have become popular as of late, like, you know, because people are trying to move away from the paper currency and go into this digital currency. I think the whole point of all of that is to just show, like, we're upgrading, we're moving on with life. Even ni mambo ya ma AI na ma what na ma haha, iyo mambo yote ita komeshwa, ita kwa down. All that AI stuff is not gonna work for too long. It's not gonna work because there's a war right now. Because I'm like, you know, I follow this guy called 19 Keys or whatever. And he was, like, really pressed. And even my homeboy, which was somebody that, you know, I was just like, this nigga don't know nothing. But actually, he was telling me about the New World Order a long time ago, maybe like 2016. And we're currently about to enter that space of New World Order. So, say, the world is shifting. So we want to understand, like, what exactly are we, what is my position during this shift? What am I supposed to be doing during this shift? I want to make sure that I am in the right side of this shift, because I don't want to be out here still counting mini shillings. Now I want to upgrade to my Bitcoin. Now I want to upgrade to my other forms of money and other forms of currency. I don't want to be stuck here thinking like this at a low level when people have vibrated to a higher level, to a higher frequency. I don't want to be worried about the same old things when things are evolving around me. And that's the thing about trauma. Na hiyo mambo yote ndio nakwambia, like, it's very good to look at your past. You be at peace with your past and then move forward. Because I'm telling you, just because you're going through, my mama didn't do this for me, my daddy didn't do this for me, my husband didn't do this for me, my children are not like this for me, my life isn't how I'm supposed to, I'm the biggest candidate. I'm the biggest candidate of that life. Because listen, me nilikuwa America for 18 years and I didn't obtain my citizenship. I came back to Kenya by force. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want that for my life. I didn't expect that for me. I didn't think that was my life. You feel me? I wanted to go to school for PR. I went off however many years. It was almost like 6 years because I went to a community college. I left Nkaingia University. So many years of my time dedicated to public relations. Alafu Mungu ananiambia, nataka ufanye hii kazi ya hubs. Nataka ukwe mtu wa nature. What? I didn't, that was not me. That wasn't my plan. My plan was to be dealing with the superstars, the entertainers, the watu wakubwa. Inajua mimi, I didn't expect this for me. I was doing another podcast with one of my good friends, one of my friends that, you know, unfortunately, ikitia podcast, ikona kasoro. Then, you know, you're good friends, and after that, you're like, I don't want to be your friend no more. But either way, I started the podcast journey with one of my old friends. And in between all of that, here I am. God is like, oh, by the way, I want you to start a Kenyan podcast. Say you have to siongeki Kiswahili. I said, yeah, Larry, why? Why would you want me to do that? I don't even speak Kiswahili. I want you to do so because in the next part of your life, you're going to have to speak Kiswahili. So you're going to might as well learn. Because at that time when I started the podcast, I didn't believe I was coming to Kenya. I didn't think that. I just wanted to represent Kenya in America. But here we are today. So what I'm saying is, like, God be pulling you and pushing you and moving you in all kinds of directions that He wants you to do. But you have to be spiritually conscious, but also you have to be present in the current world that we are living in. Sasa wezi jifanya ati mimi ni wa Mungu, sijui ya mambo ya mabitcoin, mimi wa Mungu, mimi sijui mambo ya malesbianism, mimi ni wa Mungu, mimi siwezi jua hii vitu na hii vitu. Ah, bo, 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 bo. Wase wa Mungu wanahitaji kukua watu wenye wako very conscious and very alert and very well-rounded and researched and all of that. So, as much as AI na mavitu zote zinaendelea, because that's the future, even if it hasn't really reached in this Kenya hii, wacha ni kuambie, Kenya inafanyika in ngambo, in America, is a lot of AI is taking over, a lot of digital, a lot of robot, a lot of everything. It's a lot of advancements. See me, I like the way like Singapore does it. Singapore has all these technologies, but it's in their buildings. It's in like their it's like not in their lives. It's not invading their lives from what I've seen anyways. It's just in like a different way. Like you're gonna have a different experience when you enter their atmosphere, their environment, because it's a whole different vibe, because it's so technological. It's a technologically advanced area. But the thing about it is now America, unajua hiyo tamaa, hiyo greed, the American greed is just too damn much. So now they want to do so many things like, oh, I want to be greedy and create a robot that's going to do all this and that for me so I can be lazy and chill and relax. And like, oh, I want to create AI so I can not have to do it, so somebody else can do it for me. Like, we can't be lazy, bruh. Not with technology because we don't understand it. But we because we're smart enough to compound this thing, to make this thing up, doesn't mean that we understand it. Because we don't even understand ourselves, but we are busy in the lab creating things and doing things. Sasa huyo mse mwingine niliona like one of the biggest engineers of the AI or whatever, of the whole artificial intelligence movement, or the person that was in there engineering for it, he's gonna come up with the fact that talking about, oh, I regret coming up with AI now, seeing that it can really cause harm if used incorrectly. Duh. Duh. See, at the Mungu God, when he created humans, he had all the best intentions. But he didn't, when he saw Adam struggling, or whatever, that's the story we got. He saw Adam struggling, and then he was like, "No, let me give you a little a wife, a helper, somebody that's gonna help you out. Because right now, my boy, you're struggling. So let me help you out. Let me hook you up with something." Then he gives Adam, oh girl, Eve. She comes into the yard, comes into the yard man, yard woman. She comes into the yard and she's like, "Oh, hold on. What's this, a tree that we can't eat? Oh, let me get some of that. Let me get that fruit." Yeah, inaitwanga misfire. That Shore Eve alikuwa za misfire. Yani alileta a problem. Like unseen, God did not see this problem coming about. God did not think like, "Oh gosh, if I create this person, like maybe they might not listen. Maybe they might disobey. Maybe they not." You know what I'm saying? So we've learned that through the Bible and what the Bible has taught us from that, right? And even if you don't believe the Bible, at least utumie kama took an instruction book, yeah, life. Because they say the Bible stands for basic instructions or whatever for life. I don't know what the rest is. Yeah. So if I don't believe in all the Adam and Eve talk, but at least let me use the parable. I'm saying if I don't believe in all that stuff, at least let me use the parable so I can understand it. If you create something, nine times, there's a chance. You're taking a 50-50 chance. Me, I say almost an 80-40, 80-20, excuse me, because I wanted to say 60-40, but even those were too low. 80-20% chance that even if you do everything that you feel like you could do right, there's still going to be a misfire. There's still going to be a chance that something is going to happen. Someone is going to disobey you. Someone is not going to follow the rules. You understand? So if we saw that with humans, what makes you think that a robot who is so capable to do all this and that is not going to be is not going to misfire? Is not going to do? Is not going to do whatever they want to do? Is not going to, even if you created it to just pick up your trash? Who said they're not going to pick up something that you value? I mistake it as trash, and throw that out, and then now you're wondering, oh my God, where's my family heirloom? Yeah, it's in the trash because you created that damn robot to pick up the trash around your house, and now it's gone. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people don't think things through because they think they're so smart. Oh my gosh, I invented AI. Now we can talk like this. We can you know, even interact with other creatures and other species. What? What are you trying to interact with other species for? Why don't you try to understand yourself and your family? Look around. Try to understand humans. How can we love each other? How can we be good to each other? If you don't even understand that, how are we going to create robots and try to understand that? Because people are talking about how AI can possibly be used to manipulate people. People's voices. Hata hii kazi tunafanyanga hii podcast. Mtu anaweza tumia hii sauti yetu hapa kwa hii podcast and manipulate it and say, hey, my name is Shiro. Welcome to the VP fam. Nini nini. Next thing you know, sauti yangu imeenda ikiongea kimshene ingine yenye sijaiongea. Lakini hiyo ni AI. Amechukua sauti yangu. Sasa na anaongea kisaili ingine talking about things about that I've never spoken about. It's so possible. It's so possible. AI can literally mimic your voice and do whatever it wants to do with it. Ni hata naboeka. Hii mambo ya ma Bitcoin na all this currency. It can come one day ikwame. No longer is it valuable. Umenunua ma Bitcoin yote, umenunua ma cryptocurrency yote, umenunua ma NFTs zote, umefanya vitu zote, alafu ina collapse. No longer is it currency. Me, give me a silver and gold, my boy. Give me what nature got to offer. Diamonds, gold, silver. Those things are still valuable to this day. Centuries and centuries later, those things are still valuable. Just like humans are still valuable. Despite all the technology trying to replace humans, we're still valuable. We still have work to do. And this is a really good eye-opener because sisi tumeekwa kwa box, tumeingizwa box na shetani, honestly. But na wazungu, to believe that we're only put on this earth to work. Who the hell said that? Who said that? In Portia's voice, if you watch Housewives. Yeah, who said that? I don't think my purpose on this earth was to work for nobody. No. That's why I said, I don't care. I have a degree sitting right on my shelf. I have a degree just sitting there. PR. PR ain't no slack. It's not no BS job. Wasn't you got a US degree, honey? If I wanted to go to Nairobi and say, this is what I've done, this is my portfolio, you know, if you are interested in working with me, let's do it. And I have all the credentials to hit that spot. But God said, nah, I don't want you doing that. I want you to do this. And it's so natural. It's so natural. It's so flipping natural for me to want to be a healer, to help others. Because that's my intention. If I get some money, absolutely, I'll take it. Thank you. But even sometimes I'll catch myself like giving somebody some free medicine or whatever. I'm like, damn, what am I doing? You know that's money, right? But at the same time, it's like, am I really doing it for money? Or am I doing it for purpose? Like, am I doing it to help? Yeah. Because in a village, before the white man came or whatever, the ancient times, even in Iki Bible Nye Tunahit, yeah, we saw that there were healers in around. People were healers. People were fishermen. People were doing whatever they needed to do to survive, but they weren't working for nobody. They weren't clocking in nowhere. They were not doing all those things. They weren't sitting behind nobody's desk, working for them, calculating their money. Unless you were, you know, of a lesser stature, which I believe the white man had to include there because they have to make justifications for the fact that they have workers and all this stuff. But I don't believe that was that. I believe that there was one time where people used to just live. Unaliishi tu. Ukipata, ukienda huko kwa ocean, ukipata chakula bas. Ukienda nje unachuna tu mamiti, tumboga, unakula, unaendelea na maisha. I don't believe that our bodies need all of this stuff that we have been created to believe. I gotta eat some meat. I need some candy today. I'm feeling like I got my sugar low. What? What you mean? Nature didn't ask you for your sugar to be low. Nature created all these sweet things for you to eat so that you can keep your sugars high. Ain't nobody had no damn sugars. We didn't know nothing about sugar. I'm talking about we like I was there. But I believe that this is not how life was meant for us to live. I don't believe that's how we were meant to live, man. I don't believe that this is how we were meant to live. And what made me get on this podcast was the fact that I saw someone, the mother or the child has anemia, and that she wanted to find a specialist to treat the anemia or whatever, to look at the baby's blood. But I'm like, you can literally go outside, tuna to either fight some stinging nettle, and of course pair it with my good old sea moss. And here you go, you got something that's going to, and then put a little blah, ooh, I'm not going to give you all the secrets now, but you put a little something extra in there, you purify the blood, then you start taking things that's going to pump up your iron, that's going to help you out. Why are we jazzing our bodies? Why are we putting so many things in our bodies that are not even chemical? We don't even know what chemical that is. I love when I go to the chemist here in this Kenya, because here to go to chemist, we don't have pharmacists or whatever. We don't have CVSs. So we go to, this chemist downstairs. These people, just some regular people talking about their damn chemist. I'd be wanting to see the credentials. Can I see your paperwork that says that you're a pharmacist? Unajua kazi yote wa Nigeria na watu wengine wanaendanga kufanya in America, all that work people do to have pharmacist licenses. And then here in Kenya, you literally have no documentation, but you're out here telling me what I should take. What? It's like a little course. I probably could take it in 6 months and be able to prescribe everything. Oh, I'm exocarlin. What the hell? You don't even know what you're talking about. Amoxicillin. Of course, that's an antibiotic. But even my bit is all to acrylic. And then here goes the people. The people around when I say, "Manga, eh, man, me na chikwa yo tridodexin on." What? You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't even want to hear nothing that is so trivial. I don't see a level na taisema. Saki kukuwa na bitu kama hizo in my body. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I did tridexinol, but I tried sulfate. Whatever. Shut the hell up to me, bruh. Talk to me about something real. And yeah, ime uliona kipande hiyo amoxicillin. Did you see it come from the ground? Ati kusema itakusaidia. Afadhali uende huko uchukue hiyo mahani yenye inatoka kwa bees. Even if you're allergic to bees, tafuta another antibiotic so that you can deal with that instead of being over here brainwashed to believe that these white man made products are end all be all. Either way, what I really got on this podcast to say was, take a look at where the white man dominates. Angalia tu, please, just chungua. Chunguza, I think. Just take a look. See what white people wame decide, wame amua, hapa ndiyo tunataka. This is where I want to be, and this is where I want to focus on. Like most white people, they don't play with this low-level stuff. They don't. They sitting up here with, banks. You have to look at the money. You have to see why do they want to be at the bank so bad. Why do they want to control money so bad? I tell you, kisonko, kaki, and nimemuliza, nimemuita ka. Kaki. Kaki hesabu hii $2 zake na to shilling zake. Anajua siku moja hiyo kitu ita mean nothing. Eh? Nothing. Naenda anakuita siju umbwa. Umbwa. Nonsense. Nini. Yeah, nonsense. It's true fucking nonsense. Excuse my language. For you to be thinking that your suitcase is worth of money, that one day you have enough, any pocket money. Yes, it's definitely pocket money, because if you don't play smart, G, if you don't go invest that money into land, into livestock, into some gems, into something. And I wanted to even go as far as saying herbs, honey, because we're going to get to a place where we just going to need to heal ourselves. Because going to the doctor, going to these chemists, going to look to, other sources for healing, it's not going to work anymore. It's not. It's just simply not. And that's why they're going to keep developing new injections, new ways to heal our bodies, which is not really a way to heal our bodies, but either way, whatever. Ukiono Yusonko aki flex when he's flexing all these dollars or whatever. Does he know that that money don't mean nothing? Honestly, eventually it's not going to mean anything, so he should invest it in other things. And it's nonsense that he's over here flexing to us about some money that he don't even really, you know, whatever. What you doing? Anyways, look at that. Look at the finances. Look at money. Look at Bitcoin. Look at all that. Who came up with all that? Look at it. Mm-mm. Don't make sense. Number two, dawa, medicine. They want to be the biggest pharmaceuticals. The biggest pharmaceuticals are not owned by black people. Let me just tell you that. Not Asians, not anyone. Wazungu. Wazungu. The white man. White people are dominating the pharmaceutical, whatever, genre, niche, life, mind. Yeah, that's them. Why do they want to close our eyes to pharmaceuticals? Why do we have to, why do they dominate that? Because we were the original people to have pharmacies. We were the original people to heal ourselves. But they came and compounded it in different ways, chemicalized it, so that it can work faster instead of just dealing with what we know, what nature has given us. Even if it takes 2 weeks, at least, you have not compromised your body with all these other things and exposed yourself to all these other things. We have to look at everything that they dominate in, everything that they find to be, you know, lucrative. Because there's a reason why. It's not just the money. Trust that. It's not. It's something else. It's something that's going to bind us to needing them for a long time. And that's what I'm trying to break free of. When I ask for freedom, siku uliza freedom ya tu, one area of my life, I want freedom from everything that's got a hold on me. Every stronghold. I want to be free, honey. And I don't want to be free na bado niko na vurutwa. I want to be free completely. Completely free. So if that means free from banks, free from paper money, and I just collect assets, that's fine. I'll take it. And wealth through earth. I'll take it. If I can heal myself, which I'm working very hard on, I'll take it. If I can do all this and other stuff by myself, if I don't have to work for nobody ever again, I'll take it. You understand what I'm saying? Because Mr. Kiyomambo Yakukwa boxed in. I want to live my life according to the way God wanted me to live, not according to how the white man of society or the culture wants me to live. I want to live for me, for how God wanted me and designed me to be. So all in all, to pay attention. Amuka. Wangalie, what's really good? What's really going on? And what's your position in this thing? And that's all I have to say. Thank you guys for listening. And have a great week. And as May comes to an end, yo, we almost halfway through this year, 2023, karibu tumalize. Lakini, there's still time. Look within yourself and figure out what do you want to do with your life. Where you want to go with it? And how do you want to contribute to the next part of it? To what legacy do you want to leave for yourself and your family and your name? Now, what stamp do you want to put on this earth and say, yeah, I did that? Even if it's not much, even if it is a lot, I did that. Good luck. Be blessed. And until next time, love you.